You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What actually goes into training people for hot patch?
Yeah, first and foremost, it's really safety first. You know, getting the right gear out, the vest, which everybody has, the work shoes, because you're in and around hot material, long pants, but also traffic control. Keeping that workforce on a roving pothole crew is tough because it's not just one defined area. You're constantly moving up the road. So having the flag person training, having the PPE, the personal protective equipment, and then we do all that off the road in a training session. It's usually a half a day to a day. And then we go out and apply it back here in the road setting and actually then go in, taking irregular shaped potholes, try and make them squared out, making sure they're clear of debris, put a little tack coat in. If they can, they try to mill out and square it off. But in sections like this, they're going through first and foremost, filling all the deep 3 to 4 inch deep potholes. And then they're going to go over with a skid paver, which is about 4 foot wide and kind of locks everything in for uniformity. And then they shouldn't have to worry about it in the winter months either. So the plow truck won't come and peel that up now when it's riding on the pavement.
Were you surprised that the city for 25 years was not doing hot patching? I mean, you drove around the city. You had to sit there and say, what's going on here?
Yeah, I was unaware of that fact until, the beginning of the year, started getting involved working with the new administration. We work continuously, you know, my whole time, 14 years I've been downtown, we've been working hand in hand, but not having a road within the city, we never really got involved to that granular level, filling potholes. But yeah, it's a special need of smaller equipment, the smaller rollers, and even large rollers if you do some of the bigger ones. And I think it's a great way for collaboration. Like I said, those relationships and working together really pay benefits, not just now, like you're going to get instantaneous results, but it's down the road, the networking and everyone getting to know each other in both governments.
Do you feel like a school teacher?
I feel like a student. I learn from my staff. There's very, and I'm sure the city, you know, likewise has some very intelligent, I call them MacGyvers. You'll see some of the equipment is made by the staff in the highway department. So they've come up with that. They're the ones that are out there trying to, you know, get better efficient results. And, I go to conferences all across the state, as does the city, I'm sure. And, you know, we take a lot of our takeaways, but also what other people are doing and, just spread that knowledge. And it's great. You know, we have to be continuing learners in public works, just like any other aspect of life.
Potholes, as the mayor said, and Mark said too, it's one of the basics. It's how people judge and rate county government.
100%. It's a basic because, you know, it's the safety of people driving down. You don't have to worry about cars swerving, pedestrians being in jeopardy of getting hit. But it's also, you know, noise pollution. I mean, you don't have the banging of truck gates or cars hitting the pothole. And then, you know, as a consumer ourselves, our own vehicles and, you know, not having to pay for those repairs. But it is a tenant. It's the basics to having a good road, potholes and drainage.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.